Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All in favor to help Jennifer get revenge on her husband, say aye.
Aye.
Good morning, Miss Jennifer.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
I am so glad to get your help on this one. I'm really ticked off at my husband, but I'm
hoping it's your fault. You married him. You see how that works?
No. But he should know how to behave himself also.
Yeah. Okay. So I work at a daycare center, and I absolutely love my job. Honestly, I built up my clientele from scratch since moving to the Valley and the community in Chandler, and I'm really proud of my work, and I love my clients. So my husband, Wes, he ended up getting sick for Halloween, and it's absolutely his favorite holiday. Mm-hmm. And usually we scare the kids in the neighborhood, but he didn't get to do that. And he was moping around the house, and he was just bummed out and upset that he didn't get to do, you know, our normal Halloween traditions. So I was like, babe, why don't you come to daycare and maybe tell a scary story for the kids? And what he ended up doing, you guys,
what?
He shut off the light, so quiet, held a flashlight up to his face. He was wearing a Michael Myers mask,
oh my God.
He scared the heck out of these kids. I mean, two of them wet themselves.
Oh my God. Explain that to your clientele.
Yeah, and get this. The whole time, Wes is just, he doesn't get it. He's laughing his tail off.
Oh my God.
Yes. And so I felt mortified. I had to explain to these parents why the kids were scared. I had to take all the blame for what happened in class.
Wait, did you lose clientele over it, or were they understanding?
Well, I don't know yet. I feel like that could be a possibility. They were really, really upset. So, I could get in serious trouble. So
yeah.
I want to embarrass my husband.
This is what we're going to do. If you're familiar, we're going to do a cupcake call. We're going to give you 300 seconds. And you know what? The hell with it. 301 seconds to call your man and coax him into baby talking to you live on the radio to embarrass him back, okay?
I am so ready for this.
Now, do you guys baby talk in your relationship at all?
Yeah, in the bedroom.
Hello.
This is really like everybody's thing. Maybe this is why I'm still single.
Can I try it?
Oh, what the...
No, it doesn't work.
Aw, it's something that you kind of get into, like, with your person. It's, like, specially catered for your person to baby talk.
Well, this time I'm going to take notes. I'm going to see how this goes.
Jennifer, how do you baby talk and seduce your man? Let's give a little taste.
It's so funny. I feel like I'm now being... Isn't it the point for him to be embarrassed?
Yeah, Joey.
My bad. All right, so let's call your man Wes up. We'll give you 301 seconds to get in the baby talk. When you think he had enough, if you don't mind, we're going to eavesdrop, okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. We got that cupcake call coming up next with your morning mess.
It's time for cupcake calls with the morning mess.
You're my honey bun sugar cake. Humpty, yumpty, yumpty. You're my sweetie pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call? Do you? Oh, do you?
We're back with a cupcake call. We spoke to Jennifer. Job is on the line. She might lose some clientele of a joke that her man pulled on her. So it was Halloween time. He decided to show up and scare the kids. He scared the Skittles out of them, basically. Right, Jen?
Yep.
So he put a Michael Myers mask on, turn off the lights, and a reminder, daycare. So we're talking about what, 2 to 4 year olds? How old are these kids?
Yep, you hit it on the head. Younger.
And younger. They got so scared of your boyfriend's little Halloween prank, a couple of them wet themselves.
And I'm sure, like, the parents were super upset.
So upset. And I got all the flack.
I guess that's what happens when you get married. Maybe it is better when I'm single.
Okay. Well, listen. We're going to get him with a cupcake call. We're going to put 301 seconds on our show clock to get you to call him up and coax him into baby talking to you live on the radio, okay?
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm so ready.
Okay.
All right, guys. Send me good vibes.
Good vibes.
They're sent. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, babe.
How's work going? Are you at work?
Just got here. What's up?
I just wanted to call you. I'm continually getting more complaints from these parents.
If, oh, God, really?
Yeah.
Honey, it's a daycare. They're supposed to wet themselves. I mean, what do you... Okay, look, you're not going to lose any kids because of this, are you?
I don't know, but...
Talene, I was just trying to have a little fun. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Are you alone in your office?
No, I just got out of the car. Why?
Well, I know what would make me feel better. A little baby talk.
A little baby talk?
You know, yeah.
Oh, honey,
yeah.
Honey, there's people, like, walking by.
No, but I might lose my job tomorrow, so come on.
Well, what about tonight? I'll come home and we'll baby talk there and then some.
I want it now.
You want... Oh, baby, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry.
What are you sorry about, babe?
I'm sorry that I made a mistake. Boo-boo.
Oh, really bad boy.
What are you wearing, Wes? What are you wearing?
I'm wearing my good boy outfit. I have my big boy shoes, and I'm going to go.
That's so hot.
I'm really sorry. Real bad baby.
Yeah. Am I going to have to give you a spanking, baby?
No, I don't want a spanking. I'll be back. I work hard.
How hard are you working, boo boo?
Like, I wish we had more time.
I know. So good. Hey, Wes.
Am I on speaker? What is. Jen, what is this? Are you at work?
Well, no, you're actually live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
Are you kidding me?
Not kidding. We just got to let you know you've been Cupcake Call.
This is not cool.
What? Am I good boy outfit?
Not cool. That's...
Babe, now you know how I feel.
Yeah, why'd you embarrass her like that? This is like money that's coming into your home.
Now, I was feeling bad for those kids for a second, and now I don't anymore. Like I said, they're not going to remember this. They're 1, 2 years old.
You're stupider than you sound.
Look, okay, but this... Look, all right,
okay,
fine.
Okay, so fine.
Come on.
How old? I'm 3. How old are you, Wes?
Yeah, I'm a grown person. This is great.
Wes, come on. Yeah, you love playing characters, don't you?
Yeah,
that's why the time will tell him.
No, I actually don't. It's once a year.
What does this good boy outfit look like? What's the good boy outfit?
What are you wearing?
Oh, how would you like it?
How would you like it if I scared you and you peed yourself?
It's wonderful. Yeah, it's great. Not funny. I'm going to hang up now.
Wesley!
I got a real job, so I got to go to that.
Hey. Wow. Hey, we resemble that.
Now he's got a real job.
Cupcake Calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.